Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another planet, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, defender of law and order, champion of equal rights, valiant, courageous fighter against the forces of hate and prejudice, who today takes the first important step towards solving the mystery which has had him baffled. We'll join him in a moment. But first, Dan McCullough has something to say about spring. Come in, Dan.
You know what I think makes spring so swell? It's the sunshine.
Sure, good old cheerful sunshine.
And you know what makes breakfast particularly swell these sunny mornings? Big heaping bowls full of that sunny golden toasted cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir. Pep certainly has a way with morning appetites. Makes them sit up and take notice. And nutritious? Why, Kellogg's Pep gives you more than twice as much of an energy vitamin, B1, as sun-ripened whole wheat. Plus, your whole daily minimum need of sunshine vitamin D in every serving. Mom knows how you need those important vitamins. And you know about the exciting prizes you get in packages of Pep. Why, probably you've already started collecting that brand new second series of comic buttons all the gang's hepped up about. Think of it, 18 different pictures of your favorite funny paper characters. And they're so easy to get. Sure, you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure Mom keeps stocked up with plenty of Kellogg's Pep. And there's your prize in every package. Just ask Mom to get P-E-P, Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek and Omaha. Now, the adventures of Superman.
For the first time in his career, Clark Kent, even in his role of Superman, seems to be faced with a baffling mystery that has no solution. First, Editor Perry White disappeared while presumably delivering $10,000 in cash to Lois Lane. Then Jimmy Olsen disappeared, delivering another $10,000 to Kent himself. Worried and confused, Kent consulted Candy Myers, his private detective friend, and while at Candy's office, received a strange phone call instructing him to go to his apartment alone and await a visitor. At the close of yesterday's episode, the visitor arrived. To Kent's amazement, it was Bruce Wayne, otherwise known as Batman. Smiling, Batman stepped into the apartment and closed the door behind him.
Batman?
Well, yes, you look surprised, Kent.
Well, are you the visitor?
If you mean am I the person you've been expecting, yes.
Well,
Mrs. Walsh was unnecessarily mysterious when she called you. She could have told you I was coming over.
Wait a minute. How do you know Mrs. Walsh?
I know quite a lot about this case, Kent. In fact, maybe more than you do.
More than I do?
Uh-huh. So get ready for a shock.
You mean something's happened to Jim and Mr. White? Batman, what is it?
Take it easy, Kent. Take it easy. Don't lose your head.
Well, tell me then. Just don't stand there.
Relax, Kent. Relax. Your nerves are shot. And I don't wonder.
Worry about my nerves. Start talking. How did you happen to get into this? Where did you make contact with Mrs. Walsh? What's this shock?
Wait a minute. One thing at a time. Better start at the beginning. You were in touch with Inspector Henderson, weren't you?
Oh, just by phone.
Well, he called me in and told me what happened. All about the phony message from Lois asking for $10,000. Then the phony message from White asking for $10,000 more. And to cap it all, the theatrical rooming house with wings.
With wings?
Well, you know, according to Henderson, the address White gave you for the delivery of the money. What was it?
407 Clover Street.
Yes, that's right. It was a theatrical rooming house in the morning and a piano teacher studio in the afternoon.
One of the things I don't understand.
Well, let's skip it for the moment. I'm interested in the woman who ran the rooming house, not the house itself.
Mrs. Walsh.
That's right. I tracked her down, Kent.
You did? Where is she? How can I get to her?
Wait. Take it easy.
Well, she's the key to the whole mystery. She can answer questions that may lead us to Jimmy and White.
That's the strange and confusing part of it, Kent.
What?
Mrs. Walsh doesn't know a solitary thing.
Doesn't know... Oh, that's ridiculous. It all started in her place.
What place?
There, her rooming house.
She has no rooming house.
What?
I said she has no rooming house.
Now, look.
She lives alone in a small hotel.
That's not true. I was in her house. I talked to her. Now, look, you know me as well as anyone. In fact, you're the only person alive who knows my double identity, that Clark Kent is Superman.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, do you think I'd stand here and tell you I spoke to Mrs. Walsh in her rooming house if I hadn't?
Frankly, at the moment, I don't know what to think. All I know is that Jim Olsen and Perry White are missing with $20,000 in cash, and it doesn't look good.
You're telling me?
No, I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. But what I do want to tell you is that Henderson is getting suspicious.
Suspicious of whom?
Of you.
Of me?
Uh-huh. That's why I'm here. To warn you that if you're holding anything back, you'd better open up.
Well, now, look. Why should I hold anything back?
I don't know. Miss Lane seems to have a theory.
Oh, Miss Lane. Miss Lane always has a theory. What's this one?
Well, she says either you imagined all this or you're not talking because you want to solve it yourself.
Oh, that's brilliant. Positively brilliant. I imagined her apartment all smashed up, didn't I? I imagined a phone call from Perry White or someone who sounded
easy,
like Perry
take
White.
Take it easy.
Sure,
I'm just
sure,
repeating
sure.
what she
yeah,
said.
I know. I imagined the rooming house and Mrs. Walsh.
Well,
I imagined
what about her other hunch? That you're hogging the solution.
Oh, that's an old story with Lois. She has a jealous streak. As a matter of fact, I've thrown more stories her way than you can shake a stick at. One of these fine days when she learns that Clark Kent is Superman, she'll have a lot of apologizing to do.
She says you made the statement that every mystery has a solution.
Did I?
So she said.
Well, I don't remember, but whether I did or not, it's true. Every mystery has a solution.
Well, then, what about...
I know. What about this mystery?
Right.
Well, if you'll tell me where I can find Mrs. Walsh...
Now, let's not get back to that again, Kent. Mrs. Walsh is being watched like a hawk.
Who's watching her?
Oh, who do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't know who's doing anything anymore. I'm running around in circles. Why did Henderson call you in? Why didn't he call me?
I told you why.
Sure, he suspects me. But why? What have I done? Why should he suspect...
That may be Henderson now.
No, it's Candy Myers.
How do you know?
I...
Oh, I forgot. X-ray vision.
Just a moment.
Hello,
Candy. Oh, hi, Candy.
Hello, Batman. Anything new, Candy?
Plenty.
You mean you've got a lead on Jimmy and the chief?
No.
Well, what's new then?
I just had a talk with Henderson at headquarters.
Yes?
He won't wait much longer.
He won't wait for what?
Can't stop playing, Tom. You know what.
Well, I'm afraid I don't.
Henderson thinks you're holding something back.
No? I've been telling him that, Candy, but he won't believe
me. I believe you, but it's ridiculous. Maybe I'd better call Henderson.
No, wait.
Look,
wait,
can't call Henderson.
Well, in heaven's name, why not? Well, because what?
I told him you were hiding out.
Hiding out? You told him? Candy, in the name of heaven, what's going on?
Take it easy, Kent.
Don't lose your head.
Don't lose my head. I'm losing my mind. Why did you tell Henderson I was hiding out?
Because I didn't want him to grab you, that's why.
What's he going to grab me for? I haven't done anything.
Now, look, Kent, let's face it. There's something screwy about this case.
Oh, you can say that again.
Harry White and Jimmy Olsen are missing with $20,000 in cash. And you were the one who... Hold it. That may be Henderson. Let me take it.
Nothing doing. If it is Henderson, I'll tell him a thing or two.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Is Candy Myers there? This is his office calling.
Oh, yes. Just a moment. It's for you, Candy. You're up.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Candy?
Yeah?
Jackson?
Yeah?
We just got a hot tip, boss.
Yeah? What?
Look in the hall closet in Clark Kent's apartment. You'll find it in a hat box.
Okay, Jackson. Thanks.
Hanging up, Candy Myers turns toward the hall closet. But Clark Kent, having heard the telephone conversation by making use of Superman's acute hearing, is already facing the closet. Suddenly, his jaw drops. The color drains from his cheeks.
Great Scott! He's right. It is in the closet.
What is in the closet? Well, just between us, it's the solution to the mystery. So stand by for just a moment... until we return with the startling climax of today's episode.
Say, it's a big moment, isn't it, gang, when Mom opens a package of Kellogg's Pep. Because right away, you're looking for one of those exciting comic buttons in the new second series all the gang is collecting. You're wondering which button you'll get, whether it might even be a duplicate so that you can have the fun of trading with one of your pals. You know, every single one of these 18 comic buttons in the new second series is a knockout. Take Emmy, for instance, of the Moon Mullins comic strip. Boy, she looks just like she does in the funny papers. Her hair up in a knot and her spectacles and all. Or Jiggs with his tall silk hat. Or Superman, complete with flying red cape and Superman emblem. Now, you'd sure hate to miss out on the fun all the rest of the fellows and girls are having with this new second series of comic buttons. Why, you'll want to collect all 18 of them and wear them on your jacket or your dress or cap. So, better get busy. First, ask Mom to get you a good supply of Kellogg's Pep, because that's the only way you can get these keen-looking buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. You just look inside the Pep package, and there's your exciting prize from P.E.P. Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, made by Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
A strange scene is taking place in Clark Kent's apartment. One of Candy Myers' detective agency operatives has just called to give Candy a hot tip. The information that something important is in Kent's hall closet. As we continue now, Candy has just opened the closet door. Reaching up, he removes a hat box from the shelf. He flips the cover off. There, half hidden under some crumpled tissue paper, are two banded packages of money. Batman is the first to react.
Gracious, Hudson. Money. $10,000 in each package. What's the answer to this, Kent?
I don't know.
You mean to say you didn't know the money was in here?
Of course not.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Do you think I... No, I won't even say it.
Don't hold anything back, Kent. We're your friends.
You're my friends. I'm not holding anything back. How many times do I have to tell you? And I don't know how that money got into my closet.
Well, it looks bad. $20,000 is missing and it turns up in your closet.
Wait a minute. How did your office know it was there?
Search me. Jackson said he had a hot tip.
I'll say it was hot.
Boy, if Henderson had found this, you'd be in trouble, Kent.
But I tell you, I didn't know anything about it. I never saw that money before.
All right. Calm down. We've got to move fast.
Move fast? Move where?
You're coming along with us until we get a chance to iron this thing out.
No.
You can come to my house, Kent.
No, wait a minute. Both of you. I'm not running away. I've got nothing to run away from.
What about Henderson? If he finds out this money...
I'm not afraid of Henderson.
Be sensible, Kent. We believe you, but Henderson won't.
He's got to believe me.
Take my word for it, Kent. He won't. When I spoke to him less than an hour ago, he was convinced you were behind all this.
He was?
Yes. If you're smart, you'll hold up at Batman's place until I can do some snooping around.
All right.
Now, you're using your head.
I'd better change my suit and pack a few things.
Okay, but hurry.
Fast as I can. Yes, fast as I can. Out of these clothes. Sir, I'm afraid this is a job for Superman.
In a matter of moments, Clark Kent's business suit has given way to the colorful blue and red costume of Superman. Tiptoeing to the bedroom window, the Man of Steel raises it gently, glances back at the closed door, and then...
Out! And away!
Leaps high above the city and heads for police headquarters. Less than a minute later, once more in the guise of the mild-mannered reporter, he enters Inspector Henderson's office.
Hello, Kent.
Hello, Inspector. Look, I've got to work fast. Just answer one question for me. When did you last see Candy Myers, the private detective?
Myers?
Yes.
Oh, about 6 months ago.
I thought so. Well, the mystery is solved, Inspector.
What mystery?
The mystery of the strange disappearance of Perry White and Jimmy Olsen. It's solved. I know the answer.
Grinning like a Cheshire cat, Clark Kent repeats his startling statement.
Yes, Inspector. I know the answer.
What is the answer? How did Kent solve the mystery? Do you know? Have you any idea? Well, we'll all know tomorrow, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for the surprising solution to the puzzling mystery and for the further adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellas and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. You know, gang, a dog likes having his own feeding dish and his own bed. And I bet you he likes his own food, too, instead of yours, if you give him Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food. Grow Pup has a grand, meaty flavor most dogs go for. And it helps keep him husky, too. Helps give him strong bones and teeth and muscles. There are three different kinds of Grow Pup, all of them wonderful for your dog. There's Grow Pup Ribbon, Grow Pup Meal, and Grow Pup Pellets. Ask Mother to get Kellogg's Grow Pup today. See if your dog doesn't go for it right off the bat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.